You're such a dick. You just couldn't help yourself.
They say laughter's the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to let Tim count down from now on every time that we count down into the episode, because what you just heard was Tim refusing to let me count down and counting down over me while we were doing the intro. Right, Tim?
Three.
No.
Two. No, we're actually recording, Tim. We're actually there. We're already on air. Yep. So, Keith, you got anything you want to say to welcome everybody into the show?
Well, I just got paid to set a bunch of stuff on fire, so.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Nice. What were you lighting on fire? You got any good stuff you lit on fire?
It was elk habitat.
It was what?
Elk habitat. Do you want me to make this an NPR segment right now?
Elk?
I can do that.
Like, yes. Like big like deer elk?
Yes.
Oh. You didn't light elk on fire.
No, they're fire adaptive species.
This is what you get when you get a fucking fire degree right here.
I could turn this into NPR right now.
Hey, I got a fun light stuff on fire story. You want to hear the coolest thing I ever lit on fire?
Sure.
An 8-foot cigarette? An 8-foot by 12-foot enclosed trailer full of marijuana.
Oh, I've lit. Yeah.
True story. Yeah.
We actually burn a lot of the pot grows on our refuge.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Seems like a waste.
Yeah. Well, this was pretty nasty stuff that had been sitting in an Evans room for like years, so it wouldn't be anything you'd want to smoke.
I'd give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old college try.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, Mike, you got anything you want to say to everybody before we get going?
Hey, guys out there, have you ever heard of a doppelganger? I haven't.
Everybody knows what a doppelganger is. You know what a doppelganger is, Keith?
Yeah, sure do.
Yep. So did Tim, so did I. So, Mike, maybe get with us here.
Okay.
That's what we're going to talk about today at some point, is doppelgangers.
Alrighty.
Actually, it's up next.
Oh. Jeez.
I didn't even voice over that drop just because I like the song a lot and I like the band. Heart of the City, that's on their record label that's, our sponsor helped us out with. So if you like the music, go to Heart of the City and check it out. I like the band. We're going to talk doppelgangers. This is when people compare you or think that you look like a famous person or someone else. It's your doppelganger or your twin that isn't your real twin. So Mike didn't know that, so I felt like I needed to. I was obliged to tell everybody what it was. So we started this out with Keith. Keith, you said you get compared to a lot of people. So the mic is yours, sir. Let's talk doppelgangers.
Let me start with the most ridiculous one. I went to a general practitioner. I decided I needed to go to a doctor because I'm almost 40. And this was ridiculous. So I was in there. First of all, he offered me a bunch of anti-anxiety pills for no reason at all. He no longer works at the hospital. He got fired or something. He's like, you seem really anxious. I'm like, I'm actually the least anxious guy you'll probably ever meet.
That I know.
And he was like, no, on a scale of 1 to 10. And I'm always like, 1, 2. And he's like, well, here's some free pills. Anyway, the most ridiculous thing about that was, he's like, does anyone ever tell you you look like Steve Jobs? And I was like, no. Nobody.
Steve Jobs?
Ever. Yeah.
Like Apple? Once, Steve Jobs?
Yes. Yes. He goes, you're a dead ringer. I'm like, no, you might be the worst doctor I've ever met. It was about on the level of the Simpsons bad doctor, Dr. Nick. But now that I have long hair, I get a lot of John Wick comparisons.
Yep. I can see that one.
And I get a lot of, I don't know if you guys have seen the Royal Tenenbaums, but yep. I get Luke Wilson, the tennis player, in that quite a bit. quite a bit.
That one, I guess I see a little bit, but the John Wick one, I think would be the one I would think was probably closest to spot on.
Yeah, I went to a liquor store in Delano, California, and they were like, oh shit, we thought John Wick just walked up in this place. Like, they were worried. They were worried I was going to cause a bunch of trouble. And I was like, well, I'm going to buy a bunch of Miller High Life. So, problem averted.
This is champagne of beers, dude.
That's right. It's delicious.
That's a great motto. Okay, Tim, you've been silent for a while. Do you have anybody that you get compared to quite a bit there, Tim?
Maybe like a famous video gamer?
Sorry, I was on mute. I was playing my video game.
Oh, jeez.
Leisure Suit Larry. Remember that game?
Okay, so I see where this episode is going to be. Tim tries to piss Josh off. That's going to be the whole premise of this episode.
The doppelganger I like the most that brings a smile to my face is I went to work one morning and somebody posted a picture of my badge next to a picture of this character they thought I looked like.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Crush the Turtle from yep. Finding Nemo.
And mm,
it nice. Was actually kind of uncanny.
It,
that's a compliment.
It actually yeah. it actually is kind of uncanny.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. And I love you, buddy. You're my best friend. There is what? Some uncanniness there with Crush the Turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not mad about it. Come on. Who would be mad about that?
Yeah. I think it's an awesome. And that dude's got a sweet personality, too.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a 4 with a solid 5. Well,
Crush is like, his personality takes him up another 2 or 3 notches for sure.
Easy.
Yeah. It basically moves that whole movie forward without him. They're done.
Once they get to that part where they're like doing the pipeline thing and the turtles come in, that movie mm-hmm. gets way better.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take. That's my Siskel and Ebert.
That's a hot take.
Yeah.
This mic's hot. Whoa. Ouch.
Is that all your doppelgangers, Tim?
So, this mic's like an elk habitat. It's hot. It's hot.
Shit's on fire.
My wife thinks I look like Matthew McConaughey.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. She also thinks I look like Denzel Washington.
Hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
So I found out fairly early in our marriage that she just likes to say that I look like people she finds to be wildly attractive. Over the years, I've looked like Ryan Gosling, Zac Efron,
but, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm going to teach my wife that trick. That might help her out. I want to know that.
But little does she know, every once in a while, when I come home from like a business trip or something, I catch her watching Finding Nemo. She misses Crush.
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
What I love about her. That's what I love about her.
And who wouldn't miss Crush? Just a good dude. Yeah. Mike.
No, but seriously, I'd probably have sex with Zac Efron.
Oh, hmm. Wow.
Oh, sorry about that. That took a while.
And I'm
turn.
The one with something to hide on my dating profile.
Did I miss the part where I introduced a segment called Dudes I'd Have Sex With? Because I
thought that was
early
German
that
for doppelganger.
Oh.
Is that not?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Can you edit this?
Yep. I'll pull it right out. Yep.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah,
man.
No problem. Yeah. I'll edit the shit out of
what's up with it? Like, earlier you're like, Tim, you don't know how bad I want to come, and then right now you're like, yeah, I'll pull it right out.
What
is going on here?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What
Mike.
Is going on?
I have
here?
No idea what you're talking about. All
this
I know
is
that I'm gonna edit that Zac Efron Efron comment, and I'm going to use it in every podcast that we do for here until eternity.
See, I didn't hear it the way you guys are hearing it. He said he'd have sex with Zac Efron, kind of like they were building a shelf. Like there was probably a female involved. So like,
oh no, you know, it was like, just them two.
Yeah, I was thinking straight one-on-one, but I guess, you know, if you're trying to help me out,
hey,
then yeah.
Who would be the top and who would be the bottom?
Who's a twink?
Yeah.
I don't know, I just thought it would like wrestle.
Good just, luck, man. Guy's built.
Like,
and the winner gets to do the penetrating?
Oh my goodness.
And on that note, Mike, do you have any doppelgangers?
Hey, I never once had a doppelganger in my life until about an hour ago, and some asshole compared me to Jonah Hill.
I mean, I thought it was a pretty solid comparison.
And without the personality, and it was our host, Josh. He was kind enough to say that to me. And
Jonah Hill's a solid dude.
Josh thinks he's Channing Tatum.
Nope.
Because just like Zac Efron, Tim made it clear a couple weeks ago that he'd like to sleep with Josh as well. Am I the only one who picked up on that?
What?
No.
Huh? No.
I thought your goatee kind of made you look like Thanos.
Me?
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
There, Thanos. Thank you, Keith.
Thanos?
You're the voice of reason.
Who's Sorry, Thanos? I can see it.
I've never seen the movie, so I don't know how to say his name.
Thanos? I'm looking this up right now.
Thanos. He's spot on. Thank you.
Yep. Like from the Avengers, Thanos?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like the actor or actual Thanos?
Half the population Thanos.
Josh Brolin? No. Come on.
Oh, I totally see.
So that's computer generated.
Yeah. Thanos, not Jonah Hill. Thanos. The
Infinity Stone.
Hmm. So like a computer generated person is the only person we can come up with for Mike?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, we did the turtle from Finding Nemo.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Hey, point taken.
Wait, did you all see this picture that Keith sent?
Yeah, he does. That's a good one. Yep. Yeah, so Keith just sent us a picture of Luke Wilson in the Royal Tenenbaums.
Although I have the same nose as the other brother.
The crooked nose. Owen Wilson?
Owen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Due to my rugged soccer playing. Nose got rearranged a few times.
Nice. Did we already talk about mine? I feel like we already talked about my dog.
Nobody. We're moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, Channing Tatum. I just said it.
No. Well, thank you, but no.
Kevin Federline.
Nope. I've only gotten one, and we talked about it last time. So we'll move on.
Wait, hold on. I don't remember Machine much from last Kelly? Episode. Who was it?
What?
I don't remember much from last episode. Who was it?
The only person I've ever been compared to is Henry Cavill.
Wow, Superman. He's the dude that played Superman. Yep. Now my brownout's coming to light here.
Yep.
Brownouts are the way to go. So, Josh, when I said I've never been compared to anybody else, you act so shocked, and you've only been compared to one other person.
Yeah, but it's happened quite a bit.
It's
happened quite a bit.
What's the guy's name? Henry Cavill?
Cavill, with a V. I don't agree with it at all. I don't see it.
Yeah, not at all, dude.
Hey, yeah, I agree, right?
None of us do either.
Okay. Well, then we're all in agreement.
Does that hurt your feelings?
No.
Because it's supposed to.
Not at all. Because it's supposed to. All right, we're gonna move on. Does anybody else have any other doppelganger stuff they want to talk about?
That's kind of a dull topic. My bad.
I liked it.
It's okay. Well, yeah, because you want to bring up your Superman.
Mm-mm.
I'm fucking Jonah Hill.
Nope.
You're Thanos, dude.
Thanos. I think it's pretty solid.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah. No worries.
I got your back.
A week ago, everybody's back. I didn't even know this existed. Now I gotta have it all the time. Binge-worthy.
Okay, binge-worthy, for those of you that haven't listened to us until now, it is something that we just recently discovered that now we can't live without, and we're going to talk about our binge-worthy topics for this week. Who's got one they want to start with?
I've been playing a board game with my kid. That's pretty sweet.
What is it?
You guys ever play Stratego?
Oh, heck yeah, man.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. We're getting back into it. Full-fledged miners, spies, marshals, capture. It's just an epic game of capture the flag.
Maybe I never have played this game because now that you're throwing out like
phenomenal
characters in it, I don't know any of these characters.
It's a French game, by the way.
Then I'm out.
That's the one that some pieces are bombed.
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably been a good 30 years.
There are bombs. It's a pretty fun game. I'm sure there's an online version. Good luck with that.
It's probably in French.
The instructions are half French, half English. Now, if you don't know this, a marshal in Napoleon's Grand Armée is the idea of like a general. Mm. You had 10 marshals, and they each had their own powers. And read up on Napoleon's marshals, guys.
You're not selling Stratego real hard for me right now, Keith.
It's probably too complicated for you. If a 5 beats a 4, you win.
But... True statement. That's tough to understand.
Oh, yeah. The pieces are numbered. It's coming back to me. Yeah, I remember. I liked that game back like middle school, high school, early years.
It's like a poor man's Risk.
I love Risk.
Yeah, we should do an online Risk.
Now he's selling it. Dude. Now he's interested.
Yeah, I'm totally interested.
And I do recall you said you took like 4 years French. Is that correct, Josh?
A few, yeah. Two in high school.
You get to read the instructions.
Three in high school, two in college.
Perfect for you.
Yeah.
French kissing.
Samantha, yeah, I hangovered my way through 2 years of college French. So, but another true story. The only way I made it through my second year of French class is my French teacher liked myself and another dude in my class, Dom, who was Polish, so much that she invited us to a party at her place, and we went and partied with her on weekends. And I knew no French of any of that class because I did skip quite a few of those classes too. I was not a good student in college. And I ended up passing that class somehow, despite failing literally every test that we had.
I think we know how.
What?
She's inviting you and another dude to her house to drink every weekend.
Uh-uh. Some Polak.
That never happened. Christ. That never happened. True statement.
French kisser.
We'd hang out. We'd hang out, but no.
Yeah, do you know where Polish people? Do you know where Polish people rank on the Wisconsin hierarchy?
Where?
They're even with like Serbians.
None of us know what this means. Just like we didn't understand your urban and rural comment last week about Green Bay and stuff. Yeah, we don't understand Wisconsin analogies, Keith.
Okay. Well,
what I do understand is when your female professor invites you to her house for alcoholic beverages, like she's expecting a little bit more than just
It wasn't just like me and her.
I'm picturing Eyes Wide Shut.
You, the Polish guy, and her. I've seen movies, Josh. I've seen many movies. The starter that way.
They're shorts.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else have a binge worthy? We got Stratego from Keith. Tim, do you have one?
Good luck being that.
Here's something I used to be binge worthy about, but I can't do it anymore. I wish I could smoke weed like I used to be able to when I was younger. Mm. That shit was so much fun.
Would you like to explain to us the difference?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot of differences. You're talking about like Acapulco Gold. You're talking about Purple Kush. You're talking about Sour Diesel.
No.
Purple. You're talking about Afghan. Like, what are you talking about?
Talk about sativas or indicas? What are we talking about?
Not different types of weed, Keith. Oh. Or Tim. Oh. What is the difference between then and now?
Now I just get super paranoid.
Right. Well,
I think the last time I blazed up a doobage. My wife and I both just rocked back and forth for about an hour and a half and thought we were going to die. It wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah, I don't need smoke anymore. Yeah,
but I tell you what, back in the day, you give me some of that super silver haze, holla. Papa Bear for my friends.
It's no fun to buy anymore. You just walk in the store and you tell them what you want and they give it to you. Fuck that. Remember back in the day, like, you had to worry you were going to get robbed or shorted or something?
Oh, yeah.
That was good. Buy that Taco Bell. That was sweet.
Yeah.
And you always had that one friend that, like, really wanted to get into it, and you always had a scale. You're like, dude, put that away.
Yes, I did.
The hand scale?
Put the scale away.
Yeah.
That thing doesn't work, dude.
Jeez. We had very different upbringings, the four of us.
Oh, that's weird.
Or
Josh,
the first time you took shrooms where you just like grabbed a handful and they're like, you just started munching on them. And the guy was like, you just want to eat like two or three caps. You're like, oh, I just ate half the bag.
Yeah, I had a different upbringing.
Yep.
Than the mushroom store. Really? That's for sure.
Come on, guys. Oh, I know what we're doing when we're hanging out.
Oh, shrooms. New Year's 2020, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
that's
Keith,
episode,
flights to
that's
Spokane,
episode
Washington
10.
For New Year's. $116. Can't beat it. Just saying.
Is that round trip?
Yep, round trip.
I guess I'm friends up that way.
For all you listeners out there,
Tim has an 8,000 square foot home. There's plenty of room for all of this.
Smoked weed.
Perfect for mushrooms.
Yeah, I bet they believe that, Tim.
One time I did get real jacked up on sweet tarts and Smarties, and it was a crazy night.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm failing to understand the connection of your binge-worthy topic here. So your binge-worthy topic was, I want to be able to have weed affect me like it did when I was younger?
Yeah, I want to binge on weed. Is that not a binge-worthy topic?
Oh, no, I guess you just took it that way. Okay.
You could do it. You should do it. Just set a day aside.
And just smoke a bunch of weed. Yeah. And then get paranoid as shit, and we'll record the episode while you're paranoid. I think that'd be fun.
Relive your glory days.
Yeah.
Hey, how about if we all go to Washington for New Year's and then we just get high? Is that a no?
It's a no for me. It's a no for me.
I'll do it with you.
Do you guys understand why?
We'll get super baked.
No, we don't understand why. Why don't you explain it to us?
Nope.
Yeah, Josh.
Not going to.
Anyway.
It's legal. It's legal.
When I'm in,
it's legal in that state. That's correct.
All of our friends that come out to California, we have to have like weed on hand because they just expect it. So it's like kind of like having a bottle of wine around. It's like, they're like, hey man, where's that Cali Grand? And I don't smoke because I get drug tested at work. And like we always kind of have to have it laying around. And like, okay, here you guys go. And then, like, go to Yosemite. We'll see you tonight. You know, we're going to work. And they always come back. And they're all high as shit. And it's pretty funny. I love it. I love seeing people high on my couch. Like,
I actually would kind of like to have Tim smoke a little weed and get super paranoid. And then I'm like, hey, our next topic's going to be this or that. And he'd be like, why you got to make me choose, motherfucker? Like, I kind of feel like that'd be a fun episode, personally.
Well, that's episode. Perfect.
It's I need it for my cataracts.
Grab another beer, guys. I'll be back.
Okay. So
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
So my next, my binge-worthy topic is, it doesn't involve drugs. Mine is Pygau. So I went out to Vegas.
You're welcome.
As all of you know. And Mike and Tim decided that they need to introduce me to the game of Pygau. Now, for those of you that haven't played Pygau, it's awesome because you can basically not know what the fuck you're doing. The dealer will tell you what to do anyways if you just show them your cards. But it's the only way I can really describe it is if you've ever sat down at a blackjack table and been like, all right, I'm going to start on this. And now every table in Las Vegas now has a minimum of $15, which is a new thing to me. But you sit down at a $15 table of blackjack with $100, $150, and you can be there for like 7 minutes and then you're out. You go to a Pygau table with $100, you're going to drink for free for like a few hours. And so that's basically what happened is I sat at a Pygau table and I was enjoying myself so much that Mike and I both, and Mike stopped playing. Mike, you were playing for what, like maybe 2 hours?
Probably, yeah, 2 hours max.
Yeah, and then you stopped. But I was playing.
I stopped because, unlike you, I blew through the $100 in the 2 hours.
Yeah, but it took you 2 hours.
Yeah. I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
I drank probably like $300 worth of alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Like. So, like, you just sat there next to me, and they kept bringing us free drinks for, we were there for like six hours. And I started with $60. I walked away from that table with, I already said this, a half dollar JFK coin. After 6 hours of drinking heavy. I mean, we tried every mixture of cocktail that exists, I think, in a couple of them while we were there. And so, yeah, we drank more than our fair share of, definitely more than $59.50 in alcohol. And I really enjoyed myself. It was the first time I've ever been to a gambling establishment and felt like, wow, I'm not getting completely raked over the coals here. So we got all those free drinks and had a good night. So, Pygau. If you go, if you don't know what you're doing, go to a Pygau table, sit down. If you're tired of losing money at a blackjack table or at a craps table, go sit down at a Pygau table.
Here, let me give you a little secret on how not to lose a blackjack. All you have to do is get 4 blackjacks in a row, and pretty soon your stack just grows incredibly. It's pretty simple.
Yep, and that actually happened. First I've ever seen it. Four in a row. And we looked up the odds, and it was like, it was insane. Three in a row was insane. I think it was like 10,001 for three in a row, and you got four in a row.
Yeah, and I made a whopping like $70 off that 10,001.
There you go. Sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah, but it's better than giving my $5 a hand away.
Yeah, it's true. Keith, are you back? Nope, Keith's still getting a beer. So I think everybody's gone on Bingeworthy, right?
No, hold on. Oh. Since you brought up that Vegas trip, you took me for my very first time to try Thai food in a little hole-in-the-wall place that if I was sober, there's no way I would have ate there.
Dude, you can get down on some pad Thai.
Dude, that was so good. Since I got back home, like, that's all I've thought about. I haven't hit up a place yet, but it's on my mind. So,
buddy, I told you what spot to go in Modesto.
Downtown. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
I think it's on 9th Street.
Hey, I'm just waiting for that Plenty Lotus? Of Fish Day to happen.
I think it might be Lotus. Yeah, you need to take your date that we find you on Plenty of Fish and go to that Thai spot.
That's where I'm taking her.
It's good. Either it's better than the Thai we ate, dude, so you'll enjoy it.
Either that or Applebee's.
Yeah.
2 for $20.
Yeah. Applebee's is great. I think it's better than Chili's. So you could put that for this or that.
I actually disagree with that.
You're not going to go to Applebee's. Applebee's, they just microwave everything. Here's a, like, under-the-cover story. Like, they actually do. They just microwave everything at Applebee's.
That's good microwave food, I would think. Their appetizers are good.
Nah.
Have you ever had their sangria at the bar? Excellent.
The what?
The sangrias.
Okay. You guys ever been kicked out of an Applebee's?
Not yet.
Can't say that I have, Keith.
Nah, neither have I. It's on my short list, so.
Oh, okay. Is this something you want
to
do?
Hey, Keith, if you need like a partner in crime to do that with, I'll go to Applebee's with you.
I think maybe next topic should be talk about a time you got kicked out of an establishment.
Okay, I can do that.
That's coming up next.
Yep, I got it.
All right, next week. I gotta narrow it down a little bit.
You got too many to choose from?
Couple.
Okay, I'm literally putting it in the script for next week as we speak. So, Keith, did you do a Bingeworthy already? Yeah, you did.
I did. Stratego. Nobody liked it, but it's awesome.
Next week's episodes, places I've been kicked out of. Got it.
Are you pretending to type?
No, I actually did type. I know how to do that.
Make sure you right-click.
Make sure you set to home row.
Who wants to take bids on if Tim's jokes. Who wants to take bets on whether or not Tim's playing a video game right now?
Oh man, no, 100%. How did you get a beer?
100%.
Mm.
That's a far walk.
Okay, good. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, Pai Gow story, right? So I got so addicted to Pai Gow that I went back the next night, and maybe the night after that, and I played at Westgate in Las Vegas, and there was this probably 59-60-year-old Russian woman, real thick Russian accent, dealing, Natalia. Natalia spelled Natalia. I just remember because I've never seen Natalia spelled.
Should have called immigration on her.
Wait, question. Did she invite you and your Polish roommate back to her room
for drinks? No. That didn't happen. No, I'm playing Pai Gow, and sometimes like Russian people can be very serious people, I find. Well, she's dealing, and we're playing face up Pai Gow, right? So instead of what we were playing, Mike, like she's showing her hand, right? Which is way better, by the way. So she's showing her hand and everything, but she kept forgetting to turn her cards over. So like I'd wait to touch my cards, and then she'd forget to turn the hand over and show me her hand. And so she kept doing that, and she was super serious, like didn't crack a smile the whole time. And then she's like, she looks at me because it's my turn, but she hasn't flipped her hand over yet. And I'm like, and I look at her and I'm like, okay, like you're a 60-year-old Russian woman. I'm going to like semi-flirt with you just because it'll be funny to see if I can get you to crack a smile. And I say, I'll show you, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Right? Which... most people would like crack a smile too or something. She literally looks at me and goes, "You don't want any part of that," and flips the hand over. And I'm like,
"Wow,
oh, Okay. Oh, dude. That's literally the answer I got. Like, you don't want to see that. And flips the hand over. Yeah.
That line worked for Tim when he said it to Zac Efron.
Yeah, right? Zac was all over that.
Where's Tim? Right.
Not Natalia. Natalia didn't want any part of that.
You know how many times she's heard that night, Josh?
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I mean, let me give you a visual. Like, she's probably almost 60. She's pretty grossly overweight. Russian maybe woman.
3 a.m. game isn't quite as strong as.
Nah, this was like this was at like 8 p.m. But
that's even more dangerous.
She was being upfront with you. She's like, "Hey, you don't want to see this."
Yeah. No, I just
she's just being truthful.
Wasn't what I was expecting. Like, I expected just like a crack of a smile, right? Like, because I thought it was a pretty on point comment, but I got nothing.
Nope.
No, that's a pretty generic Vegas comment.
Yeah, probably. So it's overused.
Sorry. Step up your game.
I'll step my game up.
You should have brought up the Battle of Leningrad.
I don't know if she'd have been too happy about that. All right.
She probably fought in it.
It's possible. She was pretty old. We're gonna run to the sponsor cut now and make sure that we get some time for those that are helping us out.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Handrawn Records and Handrawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Handrawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Handrawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about, we got Thanksgiving. It's right around the corner. So I wanted to do a little Thanksgiving show and talk about some of our favorite things at Thanksgiving, some of our least favorite things at Thanksgiving, and then maybe if anybody has some stories about Thanksgiving, we can go that route too. But I think we'll start off and talk about the best thing about Thanksgiving. What's the best dish that you get at Thanksgiving and why? Keith, what's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving meal?
I'm going to come in with a real hot take here. I hate all things Thanksgiving food. I think turkey's an inferior food. And they only serve it once a year for a reason. I don't mind the leftover. I guess the turkey sandwich the next day I enjoy.
But I'm a big fan of that.
The whole thing, it is not my flavor.
So if I were to ask what the worst Thanksgiving dish is, you would say all of it.
I would just flat out say turkey. I'd start from the top, turkey. And then it only gets worse from there. Oh, here's a green bean casserole that someone put cornflakes on. Wow, shocking. Stuffing might be saved. Might.
I like stuffing.
I'm not a gravy guy in any regards.
Oh, see, that's your problem. I love anything I put gravy on.
In fire camp, they put gravy on everything because it's basically convict food. And I try to ask for no gravy every time. And I'm like, could you do no gravy? Ah, shit. Then it's all over everything. I just throw it out and go eat granola bars.
My dinner is no cereal.
Now, you know what I do like about Thanksgiving? Drinking excessively is pretty much acceptable. It's not encouraged, but it's accepted. All right.
What about football?
That's all I got for you.
Football's good?
I do, because...
But the Packers never play.
Right. Well, they play the Lions occasionally, and they play the Cowboys occasionally. So we get in there a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Am I the only one who feels it's time for the whole Cowboys and Lions thing to just go away on Thanksgiving?
You are. You're the only person. Shut your mouth. Maybe you think the Broncos should be on there?
We'll just put the Cowboys versus the Lions, like the early game that nobody's watching.
Yeah, I agree.
The night game. Because I'm busy on Black Friday shopping, so I don't get to catch the evening.
Oh my gosh, here you go.
There's three games now, though. They threw in that AFC game. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm just going to ignore what you just said about the Cowboys not playing on Thanksgiving. That's a tradition. That's going to stay. Tim, what's your favorite thing in Thanksgiving?
When I saw this topic, I fucking hate Thanksgiving.
Good Lord, you guys are big time pessimists when it comes to Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
I love family. I hate the food.
And here's the thing. I'm going to compare it to something, and you guys are going to roll your eyes, but Thanksgiving is the holiday that is equivalent to the Foo Fighters.
Here we go. I knew that was coming. I fucking knew this was coming.
God. Here's the thing. It's like there's all these weird things that happen with Thanksgiving, right? It's like all of a sudden you turn into like this cute thing. Like Aunt Sally makes the best mashed potatoes, and Uncle Larry makes his famous corn. Like, they, first of all that food fucking sucks. Nobody wants to eat it on a regular basis. Turkey's all right. It's better on a sandwich.
You bite your tongue. Ambrosia salad is wonderful.
People
it's not a regular basis, Tim.
People once like you just make me so disgusted when they're like, oh, at Thanksgiving, I'm going to eat this like corn on the cob cream sickle or whatever the fuck. I don't even know what it is. Like, it sucks. The food sucks. The people usually suck. I don't want to spend time with them. I want to spend time with my wife and my two boys, and I'd much rather just order pizza and watch football. Thanksgiving is horrible. Fuck you, pilgrims.
Wow.
Their shoes are cool.
Obviously, Tim got touched by a uncle when he was younger on Thanksgiving.
Dressed as a pilgrim.
And apparently Dave Grohl was his uncle.
Yeah.
So did you just admit that Dave Grohl touches kids, Josh? What are you talking about?
No.
Well,
you kind of did. You kind of did.
Not what I said.
Hey guys, we don't want to get the lawyers involved. We don't want to get the lawyers involved here.
Because all I'm saying is Thanksgiving is
super overrated.
Wow.
I'm on the opposite. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. Like, no big money involved. You make a meal with your family. I love the food personally. I think mashed potatoes and the rolls steal the show. And yams, I don't know who in the fuck eats that shit, but not me.
It's a seasonal.
You get together with family.
You keep it in the root cellar.
You eat, and then, you know, you go to
Wizard of Oz
Black Friday shopping on Thursday morning, basically.
I really appreciate you bringing some optimism to the Thanksgiving topic, Mike, because I felt like we were really getting into the dark places there for a little while.
I like it.
We turned Thanksgiving into like a child molestation holiday, which I don't agree with at all.
Well, it happened to Tim, apparently.
So,
are you telling me no pilgrims molested children right now? Can you say that?
They're married to like 12-year-olds.
Well, most.
I don't know if that's molestation if you're married to them.
Okay. You're right.
This took a weird turn.
Now that I think about it that way, bring it on Thanksgiving.
I like the idea of Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to start here. I'm going to actually answer the question, unlike all of you that didn't provide an answer to a pretty simple question. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish? I'm going to answer the question.
Mashed potatoes and rolls, bro.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Overrated food. Seasonal food.
I'm going to start here. First off, if you don't think the Foo Fighters are good, download a song called I Am the River and go fuck yourself. The second thing that I'm going to say is my favorite Thanksgiving dish is sweet potato casserole. And it just so happens that my mom makes incredible sweet potato casserole. And my wife also makes sweet potato casserole. So it like confirmed that, man, I make great choices in life because my wife makes awesome sweet potato casserole. That's my favorite thing at Thanksgiving. And it's basically like mashed potatoes, but in dessert form, and it's fantastic.
Is sweet potato the same thing as yam?
No, they're different things technically, but I think you can use either one to make the sweet potato casserole, and they taste the same because it's basically just a whole lot of like
you got issues if that's your
flambéed brown sugar on top of it, and it tastes phenomenal.
A lot of yams up in the Central Valley. Hey, do you guys remember that song by the artist Domino called Sweet Potato Pie, the early 90s?
No.
No.
Check it out, guys. Get your Spotify out. It's called Sweet Potato Pie.
I'm going to do it right now.
Let's do it.
What kind of music are we talking, Keith?
It's like a cross. It's like right early 90s gangster. It would be like a song you played at a barbecue if you were in Watts.
Do you remember growing up how we were taught to think that Thanksgiving was this like really peaceful collaboration between pilgrims and Native Americans?
Yeah.
And it turns out that we were just filthy, dirty people that raped and pillaged. But hey, let's celebrate that once a year. That's great.
We couldn't even grow corn. We couldn't even grow
corn.
I'm
that guy. I'm so fly. I got to get a piece of that sweet potato pie.
There
those,
we go.
Those are good lyrics.
Domino.
You can't that even is. Be upset about those lyrics.
No, that sounds like a good jam.
Okay. How
can
about
we get those guys to sponsor us, Josh? Domino?
No, I don't think we can, because they're probably not alive anymore.
How about Domino's Pizza? That's close enough.
I would love to get Domino's to sponsor us. They could bring me a pizza right now. I'd be okay with it.
What about the Noid?
I need some food in front of me after you guys depress the shit out of me with the Thanksgiving topic. Hey, I'm not even gonna.
Food sucks.
What day do we get together? What day do we get together to celebrate Larry Nassar?
Ooh,
do you remember him?
Wow. No.
Wait, are you talking about the dude that like sexually molested the entire gymnastics team for like?
Yeah. Do we celebrate 20
years? No.
No, but we're gonna celebrate Thanksgiving. We should. Same thing.
I don't think that we should celebrate Larry Nassar.
And so we shouldn't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Maybe Larry Nassar is Tim's uncle.
Are there like a bunch of like proven
records?
Every
great molester starts somewhere, maybe with their nephew Tim.
Are there a bunch of like proven things that show that pilgrims raped Indians or something? What am I missing?
Are you asking if there's proven records that Europeans raped and pillaged and stole land from people? Yeah, I think that's fairly well documented.
But I'm speaking specifically about pilgrims and Indians.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay. Well,
but hey,
I enjoy food. I enjoy the sweet potato casserole.
It's the most bland meal ever. Hey, remember when you lived across the court from me and you were like, hey, let's have a turkey dinner, Keith, because the food's so good. Oh, why don't you bring over your cream corn casserole, Keith, because we love all this food. And no, you were cooking a brisket at 4 in the morning.
Yep.
And we were having a good time. Right?
Oh, okay. I get what you're doing now.
Right.
Yeah.
Get out of there with that Thanksgiving.
Well, I make a good brisket. So that's what I do. But I do enjoy, like, okay. So for me, you guys talked about, you talk gravy down quite a bit. I love gravy on anything. So if it's got gravy on it, I will eat the shit out of it. I don't care what it is. So I'll just start there. Like, that's why I love Thanksgiving, mainly because of the gravy.
That's why I love Zac Efron.
Because of gravy.
My Sunday morning pregame fantasy football meal is always biscuits and gravy. So I'll agree with that.
Huh. Good.
I
do B's and G's. Biscuits and gravy, by far the best thing on the planet for breakfast.
B's
and G's, man.
What?
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. I got three fucks for you. Fuck Larry Nassar. Fuck the Pilgrims. Fuck Dave Grohl. Can we go to the next topic?
Okay.
Wow.
Fuck Larry Nassar.
Wow.
I guess, now that I know that, like, apparently the Pilgrims were terrible, terrible human beings, I'll agree with both of those.
In Texas.
Except
for. I think they're just misunderstood.
Well, we didn't have pilgrims.
Puritans? They were so hated they had to sail to a new fucking world. Let's start there. It's not like they had a good track record, dude.
Okay. So, well, I'll agree with those, but the Dave Grohl comment I will not agree with. I will not agree with the Dave Grohl comment. I am a river. Go
Dave
look it
Grohl
up.
To... We're... Dave Grohl, check this out on Spotify, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what the funny thing is? You want a doppelganger for you, Tim? A young Dave Grohl. You actually do look like it. And I'll send you guys a picture while I'm playing the trivia drop right now. I'm
He's
sending
a sexy
it.
Man. Shitty music.
Ronnie the trivia.
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart. This is trivia we should know.
So I'm gonna send you guys a picture of Dave Grohl right now. And Tim looks just like him when he was younger. Let me find a good one, but we'll get into trivia. You're going to love this because it's Thanksgiving themed, so I can't wait to hear you guys shit on Thanksgiving some more. This has been exciting, and I'm very stoked to hear more of it.
Out of principle, I just might bow out of this whole entire trivia game.
Yeah, you've been kind of bowing out of everything recently. You did your whole, like, you got real mad and... You said I'm not going to play anymore, and you quit last week with the Pearl Jam.
But I still won.
I believe he said that, you know, there was some thing said last week that just can't be taken back. I do remember that.
The one thing Mike remembers.
Yeah, it was good. At the very. It was after
good for
we
you, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm on point.
It's a brown out.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's do some trivia. We're going to start off with some true false. It is Thanksgiving base, so you guys are going to be real fun to do this with. Let's see. True false. Who wants to start off?
I'll take you.
Tim's pushing. Okay.
The old hi-hat.
I'll take it.
Okay, Mike's going to take it. True false. Turkey was served at the first Thanksgiving.
False.
That was a quick response, and it was correct.
Cod. I bet it was cod.
It was I think it was rape and murder.
Okay. Jesus. I'm glad we're sticking to this topic.
Minister John Edwards. Fire and brimstone.
Here you go, guys. You're getting a picture coming your way of young Dave Grohl. Okay, let's go with Keith. True false. The average person consumes 4,500 calories during their Turkey Day meal.
That sounds a little low. I'm going to go with false.
That's true. 4,500 is the average consumption.
It's true that it's false. Thank you.
Mm-mm. Oh. No, it's true. 4,500 calories.
That's it?
Yeah, I thought that was a little low too.
Yeah, but you think about including people Tuesday. Who don't celebrate.
Tim, being a person that doesn't celebrate, true or false, 60% of Americans prefer Thanksgiving leftovers to the actual meal.
True, the appropriation of the American culture.
It's false. It's actually 80%. 80% of Americans prefer Thanksgiving leftovers to the actual meal. Okay.
Yeah, because their uncles aren't there when they're eating it. Right, Tim?
Okay. Okay, Mike, you're up next. This is not true or false. This is a multiple choice question. How many pumpkin pies are consumed at Thanksgiving? How many pumpkin pies are consumed?
Is that per family or nationwide?
It is nationwide. Is it 50 million?
That's a lot of people.
500,000, 2 million, or 100 million?
It's either 50 or 100 million. I'm going to go with, let's go big. We're going to go 100 million.
It is 50 million, sir.
That's what I said, 50.
Yep. Okay. It is 50 million.
Just dividing it by two, and you didn't let me finish.
Okay, so you got that one wrong, but you're still the only person to get one right, so I guess you can... Hold on that. All right, Keith, you are next.
Yes.
This is multiple choice. Which president declared Thanksgiving a national holiday? Was it Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, or William Taft? William Taft, also the fattest president that ever existed.
Oh, Willie.
I'll go with Taft. You're not doing federal holidays back then.
Nope. It's actually Abraham Lincoln. Fun fact about William Taft, also the only president to get stuck in the presidential bathtub. He weighed that much. True statement.
What did he weigh?
What about displacement?
He was over three bills.
And he got stuck in a bathtub?
Yeah, he got stuck in the presidential bathtub. Well, I mean, this is like, you're talking small the late 1800s, mid-1800s?
Like, if I was president, I stayed at the Hilton and I had a big old bathtub.
Yes, you did. Yeah, we went through your king size suite last time. Tim, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You just sound so mad. He sounds so mad. Okay, in which month does Thanksgiving happen in Canada? Is it November, October, December, or September?
Much of the systematic racism and hatred and social unrest in our society can be attributed to the very first Thanksgiving.
Don't think it is without borders.
I don't know if that was the answer.
That's the wrong answer.
Racism is without borders, guys.
I just thought that Thanksgiving...
Final answer.
When does Thanksgiving happen in Canada?
It's October.
It is October, and Keith knows because he grew up so close to freaking Canada. So obviously Tim gets it wrong. It's the second Monday in October, just randomly.
Monday. Look at those Canadians.
We're into the two-pointers.
Get a holiday right.
Wait, hold on. So... why is there Thanksgiving in Canada?
I don't know.
Why not?
Why wouldn't you celebrate it? If you can get more food,
Black Friday and all that. The story behind this celebrating are, you know, the pilgrims and Indians breaking bread, right?
Well, apparently it's about more than that.
Maybe it's not above board. Canadians. I don't know.
I don't know, Mike. Nobody knows. The Canadians do a lot of things nobody knows about. Okay, Mike.
They do Boxing Day.
First two-point question. Who was the interpreter at the original Thanksgiving?
I'm supposed to know this.
I'm hearing crickets.
Yeah, that's a horrible question.
Okay.
Tommy.
Tommy?
Tommy.
Okay.
Tommy Smith.
The answer is Squanto.
Close enough.
Yeah, you were real close.
Oh, I should know that.
Keith, yes. You're the next two-point question. Do Americans eat more turkeys or less turkeys than pumpkin pies each Thanksgiving? More turkeys or less turkeys than pumpkin pies?
More.
The answer is less. Americans consume 46 million turkeys and 50 million pumpkin pies each Thanksgiving.
I was going by pounds.
Man, I feel like I got some good ones this week. There's only been one correct answer. Tim.
Well, we obviously hate the holiday.
Can't wait to hear this one, buddy. For 2 points, Tim, Black Friday is the biggest day of the year for what trade profession?
Celebrate your obesity on Thanksgiving, you fat American pigs.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Final answer.
I'm not going fucking New Year's in Washington.
You were actually, yeah, right?
New Year's is awesome.
We thought we were going to do New Year's. We thought we were going to do New Year's until Tim started this nonsense, and we're not going there anymore.
Well, I love Christmas. I love New Year's.
You don't even want to give it a, you don't even get a stab. Okay, so you're.
What was the question? I didn't even hear the question. I was thinking about how I wanted to respond.
Black Friday is the biggest day of the year for what trade profession?
Retail.
Negative. Plumbers. What trade profession? It is plumbers, Keith. Keith, you are correct. Trade profession. Think about
that's
it.
Fucking weird. What a
day after
question.
Thanksgiving. What's going to break down? Yep. Okay. Mike.
Trade profession. I don't even know trade profession.
People only shit on Thanksgiving.
Hey, it's an
is that
honorable
what you're saying?
Thing.
No.
I wish I went into a
oh
trade.
My gosh. You guys get real angry about Thanksgiving. I can't wait till this episode's over.
So retail's not a trade profession? I didn't know that.
Oh. No, it's not.
No. Mike.
Sure.
Huh.
All right.
Mike.
Retail.
Hit me.
You ready for your two-point question?
Retail plumbers.
Retail plumbers.
Statistically, what is America's favorite turkey side dish?
Oh, for mashed potatoes, man.
French potatoes? What is that?
Mashed potatoes.
Well, I thought it was the blood of the innocent.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Okay, both of those really are wrong. Going. The answer is stuffing. Stuffing
eagle,
is the number one side
eggs.
Dish.
That makes
Keith,
sense.
Are you ready, Keith?
What?
It's not yes. Blood of the innocent. Okay, so Keith, what is your two-point question? How much does the average turkey day turkey weigh?
Great question. 18 pounds.
Oh, it's 15 pounds. There's only been one correct answer. Mike, you're going to win this thing on just that alone. Okay, Tim.
Because I'm super smart.
Tim, super you're, smart. You ready?
Can't wait.
Okay.
I can't wait for your answer.
Female turkeys are called hens. What are male turkeys called? For 2 points.
Gobbledygooks.
Gobbledygooks. Keith, again, is correct. Oh, man, I should have given all of Tim's questions to Keith. They're Tom's. That's correct.
An old Tom. You don't want to eat an old Tom turkey. That
okay.
Tastes bad.
That's correct. Hey, all right, you guys ready for the final round?
Sure, I guess so.
You know what? There's no point in doing the final round because nobody has any points except for Mike. Mike, you win. You win.
I thought Tim had a lot of points.
I'm going to ask the question, though.
I don't.
I'm going to ask the question. Mike has 1 point, and he is the only person that got a point in this trivia. I didn't realize it was that hard. I do want to read the final round question, though, and see if anybody knows it.
Tim made a lot of points, by the way.
The final round is... Tim made a ton of points, but no actual points for this trivia. The topic is Turkey Day football. Who holds the record for most yards thrown in a Thanksgiving Day football game?
Jesus, God.
Anyone?
Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, 455, 1998 against the Vikings. That's correct.
I missed it.
Hold on, let me answer. Can I get an answer in there?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Warren Moon.
We already went through
it. I like his answer better.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Warren Moon to Haywood Jeffries.
Mike.
He had 196 yards receiving that game. Yep. Two touchdowns.
Hey, Mike.
Haywood Jeffries.
Hey, Mike. Yes, the answer was Troy Aikman. Amazing quarterback. You have 15 seconds of unadulterated airtime, sir. You won. Go ahead.
Don't need it. Don't want it. Tim, Thanksgiving rocks. Shut your face.
Boom. There it is. Done in five. So
see you on New Year's, buddy.
Yeah. So, and we'll see all of you guys on the next podcast. So thanks for listening.
Thanksgiving.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
Everybody enjoy your turkey. Man, Tim is raging on this one. Tim's been raging for a couple episodes now.
Was that the worst episode we ever did?
No.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You guys say that after every episode.
No,
last one was fun.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Bad, dude.